Wow.
I was just going off your comment about the nice guy.
No, and, I know.
You know,
I got
and
that.
Honest.
Yeah, totally.
So, but it's no big deal.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I will go out with you.
Really?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, what do I have to lose?
Yeah. That's the spirit.
Show me your citrus peels. Give can neon champagne. Show me your citrus peels. Gable can neon champagne. Show me.
Sheldon.
Hiya! Shut the water.
I'm sorry. Look, do you have a second?
A second what? Pair of underwear?
I was just wondering if I could talk to you. It's about Leonard.
Why me? Why not Cuthbert Polly or Wallowitz?
Well, Raj can't talk to me unless he's drunk, and Wallowitz is, you know, disgusting.
Yes, I suppose he is.
All I'm saying is you know Leonard the best.
Not necessarily. I'm often surprised by my lack of familiarity with Leonard. Yet just the other day I discovered he not only has a loofah, he hides it. Why do you suppose a man would be ashamed of having a loofah? I myself prefer to have my excess epithelial cells slough off naturally, but I don't condemn those who seek to accelerate the process. And until recently, I had no idea that despite his lactose intolerance, he can tolerate small amounts of non-fat ice cream without producing a noxious gas that I maintain in the right concentration could be weaponized.
Leonard might come home. Can we talk in my apartment?
We're not done?
No.
Why not? We're already through the looking glass anyway.
Okay, so here's the thing. I guess you're aware that Leonard asked me out.
Well, he didn't actually say anything, but when he came back to the apartment, he was doing a dance that brought to mind the happy hippos in Fantasia.
Oh, that's nice. Anyhow, the thing I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, since Leonard and I have become friends, I was just... You want to sit down?
Oh, I wish it were that simple. I don't spend much time here, and so I've never really chosen a place to sit.
Well, choose.
There are a number of options, and I'm really not familiar enough with the cushion densities, airflow patterns, and dispersion of sunlight to make an informed choice.
All right, why don't you just pick one at random, and then if you don't like it, you can sit somewhere else next time.
No, that's crazy. You go ahead and talk while I figure it out.
Okay. Here's the thing. So I've known for a while now that Leonard has had a little crush on me.
A little crush? Well, I suppose so, in the same way Menelaus had a little crush on Helen of Troy.
All right, yeah, I don't really know who they are.
Well, Menelaus was the brother of Agamemnon.
Yeah, I don't care. The point is, Leonard isn't the kind of guy I usually go out with.
Leonard isn't the kind of guy anyone usually goes out with. Would you be open to rotating the couch clockwise 30 degrees?
No. What I'm saying is, Leonard might be different in a good way. I mean, obviously, my usual choices have not worked out so well.
Your last one worked out well for Cuthbert Polly. He got a free iPod. Oh, glare.
But on the other hand, if things don't go well with Leonard, I risk losing a really good friend. I mean, I'm guessing he's not looking for a fling. He's the kind of guy that gets into a relationship for, I don't know, like you would say, light years.
I would not say that. No one would say that. A light year is a unit of distance, not time.
Thank you for the clarification.
Draft. You see, people hear the word year and they think duration. Foot pound has the same problem. That's a unit of work, not of weight.
Right, thanks.
Common mistake.
Not the first one I've made today.
Okay. I think this will be my seat.
Sheldon, do you have anything to say that has anything to do with, you know, what I'm talking about?
Well, let's see. We might consider Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger. Is that the woman in 2A?
No, that's Mrs. Grossinger. And she doesn't have a cat. She has a Mexican hairless, annoying little animal. Yip, yip,
Sheldon!
Sorry, you diverted me. Anyway, in 1935, Erwin Schrödinger, in an attempt to explain the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum physics, he proposed an experiment where a cat is placed in a box with a sealed vial of poison that will break open at a random time. Now, since no one knows when or if the poison has been released, until the box is opened, the cat can be thought of as both alive and dead.
I'm sorry, I don't get the point.
Of course you don't get it. I haven't made it yet. You have to be psychic to get it, and there's no such thing as psychic.
Sheldon, what's the point?
Just like Schrödinger's cat, your potential relationship with Leonard right now can be thought of as both good and bad. It is only by opening the box that you'll find out which it is.
Okay, so you're saying I should go out with Leonard.
No. Let me start again. In 1935,
two seats right there.
Chong Shou Shu Hui. Shay Shay.
Sheldon, I think I've made a mistake.
I can see that. Unless you're planning on running a marathon, choosing both stuffing and mashed potatoes is a starch-filled redundancy.
No, it's about Penny.
A mistake involving Penny. Okay, you'll have to narrow it down.
I don't think I can go out with her tonight.
Then don't.
Other people would say, why not?
Other people might be interested.
I'm going to talk anyway.
I assumed you would.
Now that I'm actually about to go out with Penny, I'm not excited. I'm nauseous.
Ah, then your meal choice is appropriate. Starch absorbs fluid, which reduces the amount of vomit available for violent expulsion.
Right.
You also made a common grammatical mistake. You said nauseous when you meant nauseated. But go on.
Sheldon, this date is probably my one chance with Penny. What happens if I blow it?
Well, if we accept your premise, and also accept the highly improbable assumption that Penny is the only woman in the world for you, then we can logically conclude that the result of blowing it would be that you end up a lonely, bitter old man with no progeny. The image of any number of evil lighthouse keepers from Scooby-Doo cartoons comes to mind.
You're not helping.
All right, what response on my part would bring this conversation to a speedy conclusion?
Tell me whether or not to go through with the date.
Schrödinger's cat.
Wow, that's brilliant.
You sound surprised.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
Thank you. You look very nice.
Thank you. So do you.
I made an 8:00 reservation.
Okay, yeah, great. Listen, maybe we should talk first.
Oh. Okay. But before you say anything, have you ever heard of Schrödinger's cat?
Actually, I've heard far too much about Schrödinger's cat.
Good.
All right, the cat's alive. Let's go to dinner.
BT Zainar. BT. In Ganjian BT Ho. Kaito, Kaito. Chabusha Leo Ting Chow to Chow. Crazy man. Call the police. Booby Dai Ge Tu Shu Guan. BT Zainar. Man Yo, the Wu Chuang Shang. Han Do, Han Do, Man Yo. Aya.
A new episode of How I Met Your Mother is next on CBS.